I feel a sense of disappointment. It's a sad event that has happened in Guinea. It's a reversal of the democratic march of West Africa, of Africa. Another military intervention in politics on the African continent doesn't augur well for the consolidation of democracy, the establishment of stable constitutional governance. So certainly, I feel disappointed that things have taken this turn in Guinea.
The last time we spoke, and I think we were talking about the situation in Mali, you said that perhaps West Africa was witnessing a slippage in democracy. Does ECOWAS bear some responsibility because the military takeover in Guinea did not happen in a vacuum?
No, this is an internal Guinean process which has not gone well. The ECOWAS, along with other actors such as the African Union, the United Nations, and many partners, particularly in the period from 2019 to 2020, leading up to the referendum to amend the constitution of Guinea and to allow the president to extend his mandate. All these partners were involved, trying in different ways to dissuade the president from proceeding with an extension of his mandate without success. And as a matter of fact, Guinean civil society and opposition parties were strongly mobilized to prevent the amendment of the constitution, which was forced through without a broad national consensus. The result is that the elections that followed, both legislative and presidential, were hugely contested. In fact, up to now, they were never accepted by the opposition and a broad part of Guinean civil society. So a political and constitutional crisis was there, which unfortunately has turned out to have been the underlying cause of this coup d'etat, although it seems that the immediate cause may have been specific military grievances relating to salary reductions, which were announced a week ago.
I know ECOWAS has a standing policy on unconstitutional change of government. Do you think ECOWAS will apply the same policy, or do you think ECOWAS will recognize the military junta in Guinea?
What the reaction of ECOWAS will be, of course, ECOWAS has to be faithful to its principles, its protocols. ECOWAS has a very well-established and known policy of zero tolerance for military coup d'etat. So there's no way that the current situation can be accepted by the authority of heads of state and government of ECOWAS. I expect that the coup d'etat will be condemned. And of course, there will be calls for the release of the president and other detained Guineans. And of course, there will be every effort deployed by ECOWAS to ensure a speedy restoration of legal and constitutional rule.